Penguin Random House Audio presents How We Got to Now, Six Innovations That Made the Modern World by Stephen Johnson. Read for you by George Newbern. Introduction. Robot Historians and the Hummingbird's Wing. A little more than two decades ago, the Mexican-American artist and philosopher Manuel de Landa published a strange and wonderful book called War in the Age of Intelligent Machines. The book was, technically speaking, a history of military technology, but it had nothing in common with what you might naturally expect from the genre. Instead of heroic accounts of submarine engineering written by some Naval Academy professor, de Landa's book wove chaos theory, evolutionary biology, and French post-structuralist philosophy into histories of the conoidal bullet, radar, and other military innovations. I remember reading it as a grad student in my early 20s and thinking that it was one of those books that seemed completely sui generis, as though de Landa had arrived on Earth from some other intellectual planet. It seemed mesmerizing and deeply confusing at the same time. De Landa began the book with a brilliant interpretive twist. Imagine, he suggested, a work of history written sometime in the future by some form of artificial intelligence, mapping out the history of the preceding millennium. We could imagine, de Landa argued, that such a robot historian would write a different kind of history than would its human counterpart. Events that loom large in human accounts, the European conquest of the Americas, the fall of the Roman Empire, the Magna Carta, would be footnotes from the robot's perspective. Other events that seem marginal to traditional history, the toy automatons that pretended to play chess in the 18th century, the jacquard loom that inspired the punch cards of early computing, would be watershed moments to the robot historian, turning points that trace a direct line to the present. While a human historian might try to understand the way people assembled clockworks, motors, and other physical contraptions, de Landa explained, a robot historian would likely place a stronger emphasis on the way these machines affected human evolution. The robot would stress the fact that when clockworks once represented the dominant technology on the planet, people imagined the world around them as a similar system of cogs and wheels. There are no intelligent robots in this book, alas. The innovations here belong to everyday life, not science fiction. Light bulbs, sound recordings, air conditioning, a glass of clean tap water, a wristwatch, a glass lens. But I have tried to tell the story of these innovations from something like the perspective of de Landa's robot historian. If the light bulb could write a history of the past 300 years, it too would look very different. We would see how much of our past was bound up in the pursuit of artificial light, how much ingenuity and struggle went into the battle against darkness, and how the inventions we came up with triggered changes that, at first glance, would seem to have nothing to do with light bulbs. This is a history worth telling, in part, because it allows us to see a world we generally take for granted with fresh eyes. Most of us in the developed world don't pause to think how amazing it is that we drink water from a tap and never once worry about dying 48 hours later from cholera. Thanks to air conditioning, many of us live comfortably in climates that would have been intolerable just 50 years ago. Our lives are surrounded and supported by a whole class of objects that are enchanted with the ideas and creativity of thousands of people who came before us, inventors and hobbyists and reformers who steadily hacked away at the problem of making artificial light or clean drinking water so that we can enjoy those luxuries today without a second thought, without even thinking of them as luxuries in the first place. As the robot historians would no doubt remind us, we are indebted to those people every bit as much as, if not more than, we are to the kings and conquerors and magnates of traditional history. But the other reason to write this kind of history is that these innovations have set in motion a much wider array of changes in society than you might reasonably expect. Innovations usually begin life with an attempt to solve a specific problem. But once they get into circulation, they end up triggering other changes that would have been extremely difficult to predict. This is a pattern of change that appears constantly in evolutionary history. Think of the act of pollination. Sometime during the Cretaceous Age, flowers began to evolve colors and scents that signaled the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?